Welcome to the Plant Spirit Podcast on connecting with plant consciousness and the healing wisdom of nature. I'm your host, Sarah Artemisia, and I am absolutely delighted to welcome our next guest to the show today. Pam Montgomery is one of my biggest planetary plant teachers and a living embodiment of what it means to be in relationship with the plant realm and with nature. She's also an herbalist, author, international teacher, and plant spirit healing practitioner. And she is a founding member of United Plant Savers and One. So Pam, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's so great to be here, Sarah.
So good. So yeah, I would love to begin with something that was coming up so strongly for me right before our interview, which is how you are so connected to the plants, and really you are a living embodiment of what it means to be in relationship with the plants and with nature. So I'm curious, could you tell us a bit about, like, what does that mean to be living in service to the plants and to be in relationship and collaboration with the plant realm and with nature?
I think I'm mostly plant and less human, really, to be honest. But well, I have loved plants and the land and all the elements and all that my whole life, even as a child. I had the great fortune of having a grandmother that was very connected to the earth and plants and, you know, green thumb and all that. So, and she really was the one who, she was the one that made it like okay to talk to plants, because she did. So I was just thought everybody did, you know, because my granny did, and she's, you know, kind of taught me to, or not taught in like a cognitive way, but it like through osmosis, you know? And so when I got older, I thought everybody did this. And then I found out, oh no, people don't do this. As a matter of fact, they kind of think you're a little wacky if you do that, you know? So it was, but I felt like I got a head start because of her. So really, plants have been integral in my life, like my whole life, really. And then when I became an adult, I was like, well, of course I'm going to be working with plants, because what else would I do? You know? And so I started out as an herbalist, you know, doing like, you know, medicinal plants and edible plants and all that. And then there was a point in time where it happened in my garden. I had made a spiral garden. And so I was spiraling through my garden, and things started to happen in this garden that I couldn't explain. You know, I couldn't logically explain them away. And I was like, there's something else going on here that I need to look at and investigate. And that's when I realized that these plants are these magnanimous beings. There's so much more than their chemical constituents, you know? And so I started really delving into like, what else are they? And this whole nother world kind of opened up into the, you know, what we're calling this, you know, spirit, plant spirit world. And when I use the word spirit, I mean the vital principle held to give life, that which makes life live, you know, it's like, it's the vitality. So I began investigating that aspect of the plants, and it was just like amazing how much more was there. The thing that's awesome about plants is that it's like that old saying, you know, Buddhist saying, is like, when the student's ready, the teacher appears. And that's the way plants are. When you're ready, they're like, oh, here's another piece. And they kind of hand it to, you know, they're kind of like, here, check this out. And so it never gets boring, because when you're ready, they give you something new. And so that's the way it's been all along. And I keep getting handed things and receiving things. And so yeah, it's amazing. It's my life. It's what I do for my work, you know? And so anyway.
And a continuous evolutionary journey. That I just love that you shared that. It's so, so important. Yeah. It's like it's a lifelong path. It's incredible.
It is. Yeah. You know, plants have been here for a really long time. So, they've got that long view, you know? And so, so I just feel like they've got so much to share with us that, you know, one lifetime is just like, just this, you know, we need several lifetimes with the plants to get it all, you know? So anyway,
I feel that. Yeah. And I know that in a lot of your work, these days in particular is really connected with plant initiations, which I just love. So could you tell us a little bit about what is a plant initiation?
Okay. Yeah. A plant initiation, is kind of the way it sounds, an initiation. So, okay, let's back it up to what, traditionally speaking, initiations were like young people being initiated into the tribe. And it was kind of like coming into their adulthood almost, you know, moving from that stage of being a child to an adult and coming into the tribe kind of in their own right. And being able to live within that collective, to be in that collective in a good way. So that's kind of what initiation is. And so what's been happening with the plants is that, you know, many of the elders are gone off the planet right now, you know, they've moved on. And so there's not a lot of elders left to initiate us. You know, we're not in this country anyway. It's kind of, we're a bunch of orphans, you know, and we're not really, haven't been initiated into society. We, you know, there might be a few little remnants left in our culture, maybe like, I don't know, bar mitzvah or something like that. I mean, there's a few little remnants left, but really the initiation process of coming into your own in adulthood amongst the collective doesn't exist. So here we are, a country full of, or a society full of uninitiated humans, uninitiated human adults, which is even more kind of troubling. And we don't really know what it means to be in our fullness at living sanely within the collective, within the, you know. And so the plants, part of their evolution is to step up to become the elders and to initiate us into what it means to be truly human, living sanely within the collective and all of its diversity. So that's kind of basically what an initiation is. And so what we do in plant initiations is we spend 3 days with one plant. So, and we're all working with the same plant. And throughout the year, you might have been harvesting different parts of the plant, like, so obviously it needs to be a plant you ingest. So harvesting the roots, harvesting the leaves, harvesting the flowers, maybe the hips, maybe, you know, maybe an essential oil you have, you know, so different preparations of the plant. And when you're doing this work, every step of the way, everything you do with the plant, you're treating them like the sacred beings that they are, and treating them in this very special way and ceremonially. So this plant initiation is a 3-day ceremony. It's also ceremony. And so, okay. So then you come to the point at which it's time to do your initiation, and you've got all these different parts of the plant, and you combine them together into an elixir. I'm calling it an elixir. It's not technically an elixir, but that's what I call it. And then we ingest it. So it's like a plant diet. You know, some people south of the border might call it plant dieting. It is dieting because you're ingesting the plant, but it's way more than that in my humble opinion. So we're ingesting the plant, and, you know, ideally most people will fast so that you're just taking in the plant. And so throughout the 3 days, you know, we have we're drinking about 16 ounces throughout the three days. So, you know, 2 ounces at a every now and then. And we do all different kinds of things. You know, we sit with the plant, we journey with the plant, we do green breath with the plant. We do, we work with sound with the plant, like the plant song. We make masks. So we make masks so that we can embody the plant. And then we have a council at night. We have a fire circle and we have a council. And so we did like dandelion this past spring. And at night we would all be dandelions. We would all have masks that we had made ourselves, our unique representation of dandelion. And we are in council. We sit in council as dandelions, as a council of dandelions. And, um, so, And each person speaks in their own unique aspect of dandelion. And so it's really powerful. It's really amazing. And then we do things like dismemberment journey, you know, like die to the old, be reborn to the new. So what happens in these plant initiations is you go really deep with one plant, and it's profound, the healing that can take place. I mean, spontaneous healing can happen. We've had some amazing healings take place in these initiations, and we're in ceremony, and we're treating this plant like this amazing sacred being the whole time. And when you treat a plant that way, I mean, really anybody or anything or any aspect of nature, when you treat it as the sacred being that it is, your relationship is really different. And the plant responds to that. And so, yeah. So that's basically what a plant initiation is. And it's wonderful. It's really, really profound. And this came about, let's see, what year was it? When the volcano went off in Iceland, which has been a few years back now. I was in England, and I get back to London, and I'm supposed to fly out the next day. And I wasn't paying attention. I was teaching a class, you know? And I get back there, and it's like, oh no, you're not getting on a plane. And I was like, oh. And you know, so here I was in London, and everybody and their 15 cousins was looking, trying to find a place to stay in London. And you didn't know how long this was going to happen. You didn't know when you were going to be able to get a plane home. And so, so I had been in Ireland with my friend, Carol Guyette. And I was like, okay, the best thing to do is just try to get back to Ireland, where I can be in a place where people love me. And it's a great space to be in, and da, 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 da. So I did, I managed to do that. And, the whole thing is like, Sarah, you couldn't even in your wildest imagination dream this one up. This is like so outside of anything you could imagine or may even make up. And so this journey started with a volcano that got me back to Ireland just when Carol was preparing to do, she calls them diets. Now she has a book out called Plant Initiations, which I really encouraged her to call it Plant Initiations. And so she did. But she was preparing. She does her initiations around the solstices, equinoxes, and the cross quarter days. And so it was near Beltane. It was near May 1st. And so she was preparing for that initiation. And she was doing primrose and all those beautiful little yellow primroses that grow on the hillsides in Ireland and in England. And they're all blooming and they're all so gorgeous at that time of the year. So here I was, and I got to help her prepare, you know, prepare the elixir and prepare for this plant initiation that she was going to do. And then she sent me, when I did actually able to get a plane home, she sent me home with some of the elixir, and I did the plant initiation with primrose here while they were all doing it there. And so it was my initiation into plant initiations. And it was amazing, and it was phenomenal. And it just, from there, it just went, and I just started doing plant initiations, and it's with common plants. So we're not talking psychotropic plants or any psychedelic stuff, none of that. We're talking dandelion, St. John's wort, mugwort, you know, common everyday plants out your door. And it's been amazing and really, really profound. So yeah, I love it. I love it. And what's also awesome is that people who've done this work, like yourself and others who've done this kind of work, they really love doing the initiations because they know what it means to go deep. and you know, so people who are kind of experienced love going deep. So they keep coming back to go deep with all these different plants. And it's just phenomenal. Just phenomenal. So anyway, that's what plant initiation is. And it's still going, and it's still like revealing things. And so, yeah.
Phenomenal. Thank you for sharing that. So good. Even as you were just describing your experience with Primrose with Carol and you, you know, across the ocean, I was seeing how, as you were doing that, there was this grid work of connection that was happening between you two with the initiations and with Primrose and what you were holding. And then that brought up this whole aspect of how, you know, during initiations, plants are these gigantic beings of light that are holding the container for us, which I've definitely experienced in your classes, like just to a whole other level. And so what I've started to over the past, I think like over the past year in particular, really come into this perception of how it's kind of like in that same sort of way of how a mushroom is the fruiting body of the mycelial network. And so when we see a mushroom, we're just seeing this three-dimensional form, but there's this whole mycelial network underneath the ground that is simultaneously, you know, connecting with multitudes of things that, you know, we're only just barely, I think, beginning to scratch the surface of. And I've been having this perception evolving about how plants are like that too. Like their three-dimensional form is like the plant equivalent of the mushroom fruiting body. And there's this whole dimensional reality of their being that opens up in and kind of behind this reality. And when I hear you talking about plant initiations, what I feel so strongly in that is that by honoring that vastness of who the plants actually are, it's like the plants will meet us wherever we're at, you know, on the physical, emotional, mental, spiritual level. And when we actually honor who they are as spiritual beings, they can hold that incredibly vast container for us to deepen our relationship with them, you know, come into connection with our own divine self and really evolve spiritually in our own journeys on this planet at this time. So I just love that you're doing that work. It's so, so powerful.
Yeah, it is amazing. And Carol and I have done more of what you're, you know, we did valerian a couple years ago and she was doing valerian and I was doing valerian and we were doing it at the same time and we did the same thing. We did the bridging of light, you know, from Ireland to here. And it was, oh man, I mean, it's just so phenomenal. It's kind of hard to describe some of the things that have happened in some of these initiations. You have to go, wow, really? But it's reality, you know, it's happening. So it's real good. Yeah. It's good work. It's good work.
What an incredible gift to be able to tap into that, which, you know, I am curious also to hear a bit about your perspective on how are the plants and the trees driving our spiritual evolution right now?
Well, you know, I mean, plants throughout the millennia have always preceded, you know, their animal counterparts in evolution. I mean, you know, you didn't have mammals until you had angiosperms. You know, you had to have fruiting, you know, flowering plants to feed, you know, mammals basically. So they've always been ahead of us in our evolution. And that's what's happening now. You know, our next evolution, I believe, is of a spiritual nature. It's like, you know, we really need to get it together here quickly. You know, I mean, the gig's up almost here. And so we really need to get to the point where, you know, raising consciousness and our spiritual awareness to the point where we stop destroying the planet. I mean, that's bottom line, what we have to do. You look at the last, oh, I don't know, a few decades since the 60s, for sure. Maybe even before then. But since that time, it's like there's been this, you know, explosion of interest in plants, psychotropic plants, flower essences, which are vibrational resonance, plant spirit healing, so many levels, now plant initiations, and it just kind of goes on. The singing with the plants, the plant music of the plants that's coming out of Domenhur in Italy. I mean, there's just so much incredible stuff going on right now. And there's this huge interest within people with that. So what that says to me is like, I look at that and go, oh, here we go. You know, it's about our spiritual evolution and the plants are just preceding us. They're guiding us. If we pay attention to them, like we're doing in the plant initiations and some of the other work that you're doing here is, you know, the plants are really, you know, they're just ahead of us. And if we pay attention to them in that realm, in that arena, then, you know, they're guiding us in our own spiritual evolution. And I just feel like as challenging of a time frame that we live in, it's also really exciting. It's like, there's a lot going on right now. And if we just pay attention and just wake up a little bit more, I just feel like this is an amazing time to be alive. And, you know, we're talking paradigm shifts here, big ones, big ones. So So yeah, it seems like it's right. We're right in sync with, you know, kind of that evolution, which now we're at the point where we need to evolve spiritually. And so I think it's happening. I think it's happening. I mean, we could speed it up a little bit now.
Yeah, I'm down. That sounds great. Down for that. Yeah. So tell us, how can folks engage in plant initiations?
Well, there's a lot of folks out there doing them nowadays. I was telling you earlier, but I'll just mention it here, that when this whole COVID thing, well, it was early spring, wasn't it? I had, you know, planned all my classes here just like I would always. And a dandelion was the plant initiation we were going to do. And I think it was sometime in May. And I was like, oh gosh, I'm going to have to cancel it. Oh darn, you know, because I can't have people here. Oh darn, you know, and I kind of went out to tell Dandelion, oh well. And Dandelion was like, I'm not on lockdown. I was like, oh. And so Dandelion and I were like, you know, you're going to have to do this and you're going to have to do it online. And I was like, oh my God, a plant initiation online? You're kidding me. Really? And I was like, Dandelion was like, no worries. We're going to do this. We're going to get through it. And you know, just like you're talking about, Sarah, it was like things just went boom, 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 and fell into place. The right tech person came along to help me with it. And there, you know, and it was just like, you know, I made the elixir, I mailed it to everybody in time. And, you know, it just fell into place. And so it was kind of like I had been so resistant to do anything online, but especially a plant initiation. I was like, how can this be? And it actually turned out to be great. So you know, hopefully there's going to be, in not too distant future, there'll be time when we can meet in person again. So I'm doing plant initiations. Carol continues to do her plant initiations in Ireland. She did come here and did the Redwoods. She did that a couple of years back. And then Jen Fry, she's doing some. Jen Costa is working kind of a little differently than I'm doing it, but she's doing work, kind of ongoing work with plants in this way. So anyway, they're out there. You just kind of have to find them. So that's one way of connecting in with plant initiation. The other way is Carol Guyette's book, which is called Plant Initiations. I was going to see if I had it on my shelf, I could show you. But so that's another way. If you can't make it to an initiation, you can read her book. So that's ways to connect in.
Yeah. And her book is phenomenal. It's definitely one of my favorites, right up next to yours. They go together. It's great.
That's great. Yeah. She goes through each one of the, like I said, she goes the cross quarter days and the solstices and equinox and the plants that she works with at those times. And yeah, it's a great book. It's a great book. So, but yeah, so there's ways to tune in, and I can't speak highly enough about it. It's really awesome work.
What you shared here is foundational. It's, to me, I'm like, this is absolutely essential what we're doing moving forward. And I'm curious to hear, and again, this is one of those, like, it's super integrated into the very fabric of who you are, but how would you say that plant spirits support you in your life's work?
With everything. I mean, I know it sounds maybe simplistic, but this is not rocket science, number one. It's like we evolved with plants. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for plants. I mean, we wouldn't have our breath. We wouldn't have our food. We wouldn't have our tissue. Plants make tissue from sunlight. We don't. You know, I mean, it's so basic that we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. And so we're very symbiotically related to plants, and we've evolved along with them over the millennia. And so when we kind of grok that, when we get it, like, oh, you know, I really do have my physical body because of them. I actually, you know, there's all kinds of research going on now with cognitive stuff and how, you know, let's see, 1.8 billion years ago, you know, when they started making decisions, you know, about when the first algal lines started making decisions about reproduction and, you know, inheriting traits and da 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 da, all of that, they were making decisions about their future. And so in some scientific realms now, they would say that that was the beginning of higher mind or cognition or, you know, conscious awareness. Consciousness is when you're aware of yourself, and the plants started becoming aware of themselves back then. And so there's this thing that our cognitive abilities have evolved from those decision-making times from all the way back then. So there's that. And then there's our emotional response to, which is called biophilia. You know, it's basically the love of nature is what that word means. And it has to do with our long time association with nature, i.e. plants and trees, and our symbiotic relationship with them, and how you develop this love. It's really love for that which sustains you and that which gives you your life. And now in the research and the science, what they're doing is they're hunting for the gene. There's this belief that it's part of our genetic makeup. It's part of how we're like hardwired to be in biophilia with nature, with plants, and with trees, and that engenders this emotional bond. Really, this emotional bond with people. So then you look at our emotional lives are connected in with plants and trees, and then we already talked about our spiritual evolution is being guided by the plants. So on every level, you know, we've been evolving with these plants since day one. And when you get that and you bring it into your awareness, like, oh, they are so important to us on every single level, how could you not have them integrated into your life on a daily, regular basis? I mean, white pine tree, the big, tall white pines, you know, that was one of my, you know, homies, my main boogies. And yesterday was a hard day for me for various and sundry reasons. And I just looked out my kitchen window and there's this giant white pine, and I was just like, tower of strength. White pine is tower of strength for me. And I just was like, oh, thank you so much for being here. Please, please, please. I need your help right now. I'm going to cry. I need your help right now. You know, I'm struggling and I need your strength. Please bring me your strength. So washing dishes, looking out the kitchen window at white pine. And I stand there and say, please help me right now because I'm struggling and I need you. You're the one that brings me the strength that I need. And today, that was yesterday. Today, I'm like, okay, whew, the breath of fresh air swept through and kind of took the clutter out and took all the angst out. And it's like, here we are together. You and I am so happy to see your sweet, gorgeous face and to be together with you. And here we are. And it's just like, you know, these times we live in, it's so easy to get swept up into the angst of it all. And these plants can remind us, and that's what white pine did. It reminded me of who I really am. No, you're not that. You're not all that angst, and you're not all that fear, and you're all not all that weirdness. No, actually, this is who you are. And so it's just like, I couldn't do it without the plants. I couldn't do it without plants and trees. Trees are awesome too. But I feel like they give me everything. They give me my physical life. They give me my emotional support, my spiritual evolution, you know, my cognitive abilities. I feel like they give me everything.
I mean, it's so interconnected, you know, basically tapping into what does it mean to be a part of the interconnected web of life. And, you know, when we are in direct relationship with the plants, as you are, and we ask them for help, they answer every single time.
It's pretty much immediate. Maybe we don't recognize it immediately, but it's not like sometimes you don't, it's like sometimes you don't even have to say the words. All you have to do is think the thought or the emotion or feel the emotion, you know, and boom. So, cause you know how they, you know, work outside of time and space. So it's kind of amazing to me. I mean, I continually am amazed by these amazing beings that are our kin here on this planet. It's just, we're so lucky. We're so lucky to have them.
Yeah. Yeah. Blessed like beyond all measure. It's phenomenal. So yeah. So Pam, tell us, how can people find out more about you and your work?
Well, I have a website called Wake Up to Nature. So they can go to wakeuptonature.com. And I do have a book called Plant Spirit Healing, A Guide to Working with Plant Consciousness. And so, you know, if you can't do anything, any classes or anything, then you can read my book. And I also have another book called Partner Earth, A Spiritual Ecology, which has a lot to do with co-creative partnerships. So that's, you know, kind of that's kind of a lot of the work I'm doing with the initiations and with the Organization of Nature Evolutionaries, which is the one organization is working with co-creative partnership and how to be in co-creative partnership with the natural world and the plants. So yeah, that's how they can find me. And I want to make sure that you notice this.
Yeah, I did. Could you tell us? Yeah.
You've been noticing
that? Oh, yeah.
There's your namesake right there. Well, that's the spirit of mugwort there in that lovely, and a lovely woman in England, her name's Jackie Lewis, painted that. And so, yeah, it's just like, I was like, I wanted to make sure you noticed it. So
great. Yeah. Actually, could you just tell us a little bit about your experience with mugwort? Like what... Who is she?
How many days do you have?
I know. Totally.
Well, yep. I mean, mugwort, you know, I always say that if you had one plant to work with and that was all you could have, it should be mugwort, because mugwort can do, I mean, Artemisia vulgaris, that's the common one here. There's lots of Artemisias, but the vulgaris is the one that we work with here. I mean, you know, her namesake is Artemis, and Artemis is the, you know, the goddess of the wild, and she's got the wild animals walking alongside her, and she's a moon goddess as well. So very much the feminine, and Artemisia has so much to do with like movement and moving energy, like really moving the energy. And oh, it's a fabulous plant. Una. That's how it's referred to in the Norse mythologies and all that. Una, the number one, the first plant. So I mean, this plant is fabulous, and I can't speak highly enough about it. I know you know already, but this is a mover and a shaker plant, man. Yeah. So if you're feeling really stuck, and you know, during these times we can sort of get into that place of like, ugh, you know, I would say mugwort, bring in some mugwort, and you know, you can bring it in through smoke or through, I mean, you can do tincture and you can do all that, essence, flower essence, all that as well, or just call a plant in. Great dream time plant. Oh, fabulous dream time. Not only nighttime dreams, but daydreams and dream journeys, and it's just one of those magnificent beings. And I just can't speak highly enough about this lovely plant. So yeah, I know you love it. I know you love her.
Oh yeah. And I'm a daytime dreamer with mugwort. I'm just like, she is ever present. It's amazing. Yeah. So yeah. Well, absolutely phenomenal. Pam, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, totally my pleasure. Of course. Yeah. You know me, I can talk about plants till the cows come home.
For the whole life.
for this life, next life, and life after that.
Totally. Amazing. Well, thank you so much. And thanks so much for listening and joining us today on the Plant Spirit Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and please follow to subscribe, leave a review, and look forward to seeing you on the next episode.